Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 15 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is When It Seems Like All Hope Is Lost. G.K. Chesterton once said, "Hope means hoping when things are hopeless, or it is no virtue at all. As long as matters are really hopeful, hope is mere flattery or cliché. It is only when everything is hopeless that hope begins to have strength." Today's text is Matthew chapter 12, 15 through 21. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." Hope is one of the most important Christian virtues alongside faith and love. It is difficult to determine how many times the word hope is found in the New Testament because no one word in Hebrew Old Testament covers the Hebrew understanding of hope. According to the New Wilson Old Testament World Studies, 6 Hebrew words relate to the subject of hope. These words mean the following in our English translation: trust, refuge, patient, waiting, confidence, expectation, and longing for. These 6 words total 226 occurrences in the Old Testament. Counting the number of times hope occurs in the New Testament is much easier because there is only one Greek word for it. The word is elpis, which is found 53 times in the New Testament. Of those occurrences, Paul uses the word 37 times, with 13 of those coming from the book of Romans. According to Strong's Concordance, elpis means expectation, trust, and confidence. It comes from the root word elpo, which means to anticipate with delight and to welcome. Elpis is an expectation of what is guaranteed. It is used to describe anticipation of future events that are certain to come. Therefore, hope in the New Testament means looking forward with a reasonable expectation toward the future with confident assurance. Elpis first appears in the New Testament in Matthew 12, 21, when Matthew quotes from Isaiah 42, 1-4, and says, "And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Matthew 12 records Jesus healing a man with a shriveled hand on the Sabbath right in front of the Pharisees. Right after this occurred, the Pharisees began plotting how they might kill Jesus in Matthew 12, 14. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many people still followed Jesus, and he healed the sick, warning people not to tell anybody who he was in Matthew 12, 15 through 16. Then Matthew explained that it was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah in Matthew 12, 17. Matthew quotes Isaiah 42, 1 through 4 to get the main focus on what was occurring in front of their eyes. Jesus was the fulfillment of prophecy and was their long-anticipated Messiah. This quotation from Isaiah showed that Jesus was indeed their king, but not the king everyone was expecting. Jews expected a king to come and reign and rule. Jesus would be a gentle ruler who would bring justice to the nations without anyone hearing his voice in the streets, from Matthew 12, 19. Matthew 12, 20 says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench until he brings justice to victory." This bruised reed refers to the delicate lives of the ones Jesus would minister to. Jesus came to minister to those people whose wick is about to go out. These people were hopeless and in despair, but their light would not go out before Jesus would bring them to victory. These terms describe a Savior who came to heal and save, not condemn and destroy. As Jesus had restored the shriveled man's hand, Jesus would restore the nations through his tender love and sacrificial death on the cross. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The word for Gentiles in Greek is ethne. Our words ethnic and ethnicity come from this word. People from all nations, not just Jews, will one day put their hope in the name of Jesus. Jews and Gentiles have waited for hundreds of years for a Messiah. They had waited through 400 silent years in the intertestamental period, the time between the events of the Old Testament and New. The people were being oppressed by the Roman government and their own legalistic religious leaders. Yet, even in this long period of oppression and depression, the one in whom they hoped for was now here. Just when it seemed like all hope was lost, Jesus appears as the hope for all nations. Please consider these questions today. How significant is the first occurrence of the word hope in the New Testament? How important is it that the first time is a quote from the Old Testament? How does a seemingly hopeless situation actually strengthen your hope? How does the following scripture relate to the first use of hope in the New Testament found in Matthew 12:21, Philippians 2:8-11? And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a blessed day.